Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
Today we're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse number 17. Before we read the stanzas, we begin a new stanza that's called Gimel, the third letter of the alphabet, which is the prefix to every verse in this part. Remember, the stanzas are made up of eight verses in this beautiful Psalm 119. And I like to read over this one as we begin this stanza, verses 17 through 24, and then we'll take a look at verse 17. We read, "Deal bountifully," in verse 17, "with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it has unto thy judgments at all time. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimony. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servants did meditate in thy statute. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselor." You know, it's so beautiful as he opens up in verse 17, where we read, "Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word." You know, the thing is so beautiful is he was looking for God truly, truly to bless him, to deal bountifully. He was praying, saying, "Lord, please pour out your blessings upon me." I love it where he says, "I'm thy servant." It reminds me of David in Psalm 23, so familiar to all of us, where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." That idea of being a personal belonging to God. He says, "He's mine." Even as a little kid growing up, when you have your kids around you and they start declaring, "That's mine, that's mine." And that idea where David's saying, "Lord, you belong to me." And I believe that's true for every believer. Every Christian should have that personal touch with the Lord where you feel like he's your shepherd and he's your, in this case, the psalmist says, "I'm your servant, Lord. So please deal bountifully. Please bless me." The beautiful thing is that he says, in the way that I live, in order for me to live, I need you to deal bountifully. Let me read it to you again. He's in verse 17. We read, "Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live." You know, the thing is so beautifully, God has dealt with us according to his riches. He's poured out his riches and his mercy upon us. In the book of Ephesians chapter 2, in verse number 4, we read, "But God, who is rich in mercy," I hope we never ever forget that. God is rich in mercy. And he goes on, he says, "For his great love wherein he has loved us." What is his great love that he loved us? Well, certainly through his Son, Jesus Christ. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And he goes on in verse number 5, he says, "When we were dead in sins, hath quickened." And that's our word that we have in verse 17. He says he has quickened, or he's brought us to life. He has quickened us together by Christ. And that's the means by which we've been brought back to life, is by Jesus Christ. Then he goes on and concludes in verse 5. He says, "By grace you are saved." He says that's what the psalmist was looking for in his life, is God's mercy and God's grace upon him. In the book of Romans, Paul writes, he says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son, in the likeness of sinful flesh," like he became a man, "and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh," and this is the key, is that we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, the psalmist knew, as he says in the last part of verse 17, he says, "that I might live and keep thy word." He knew that he needed to be experiencing God's grace and God's mercy within his life, and that he was dependent upon the Spirit of God to enable him to live as God would have him to live. In Titus, the beautiful little book of Epistle of Titus, we read in chapter 2, verse 11, he says, For the grace of God that bringeth salvation, and that's it, the grace of God, that what the psalmist was looking for, who has brings to us salvation, has appeared unto all men, teaching us what? Teaching us, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. And so the grace of God teaches us about God, teaches us how to live, and then enables us, the grace of God, the Spirit of the Lord, enables us to live for Him as we choose to follow the Lord. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 4, John writes it as a little epistle. It says, And whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is our victory that overcometh the world. You know what the key, what John is saying, what our victory is, and what way we can find victory, and what the psalmist was saying. And he says, when he said, Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I might live and keep thy word. John concludes in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. He says, This is our victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Our faith in the grace and the mercies of God, our faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, becomes and is our victory. And so today, if you are struggling, maybe you are in a place where, you, like the psalmist, and you say, I want to live a good life. I want to live that life that God has for me. I would encourage you just to simply believe in God. Rely upon Him. Seek Him this day, and God will truly bless you. And so, until next time, may God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.